Hey all, you've downloaded another issue of Above Ground Testing, the podcast. My name is Paul Gilbert, and I am again your host for this edition of Radio for the Creative Spirit in Each of Us, Above Ground Testing, the podcast. This episode is going to be unique in that I'll be featuring two works by Stephen Mead, but more on that in a few moments. The opening track to this edition was Chlorine Aqua Green by Bit Rationale from their album Music After Midnight. This track was made available by PodSafe Media, www.podsafemedia.com. And right now, and I hope you can't hear it, although I'd be amazed if you can't, there's a cat running around upstairs, which in my house is par for the course. Anyway, I hope you've had a good time since I've last donned the headphone and fired up the software, the Audacity software, to record this. It is October. In fact, it is October 12th. Things out there are turning cooler, which is to be expected for this time of year, and I'm hoping to see some color in those trees pretty soon. And if not, then I know the leaves are going to be falling, and that's going to mean to rake out quickly, plus get those leaves taken to whatever method of composting I care to employ. Anyway, as I said, the feature for this edition, and this is a special edition, is Stephen Mead. Let me give you a little bit of a biography of him. Stephen Mead's poetry has really been on the cutting edge since the early 1990s, when he started to take his work and submit it to literary print magazines and to online sites, doing so internationally. His work's been very well received. And some have said that his work is a spiritual exploration of sensuality, and lately he has been combining it with his art. A few years ago, Stephen Mead sent some poems to Frank Moore of Love Underground Visionary Revolution, www.lover.com. And later on, Frank wrote back saying he'd play Stephen's poetry on his radio show should Stephen care to send him a tape. Well, that began it. And now he is involved in spoken word. Plus, he has taken opportunity to expand his repertoire and also to expand his creativity, making films of his artwork. These works have included such pieces as 31 Kisses. And so Stephen has been branching out. No longer is he just a print artist or a internet artist, but he's gone into the visual. He's gone into the visual, the spoken word with art, and a lot of this came about with the 50-minute celebration romance at the movie called Music, Safe and Other Love Poems. He says a big thank you goes to Simon Tool of Slam Auto Poetry Podcast, Linda DeFederici of Eden's Place, and Michael Potter of Coffee House to Go for sharing these MP3s to the world. Another person described his work as spoken word love poetry set to music, lush, evocative, romantic, and sometimes steamy, with a gay sensibility. He also says that he has begun to record and combine his spoken word with hummed melodies, and we're going to see some of that in the work that he's going to be sharing as well. And let me encourage you to do this. His visual work can be seen at youtube.com, so I invite you to type in his name, Stephen Mead, and just take a time. He's got some very interesting, very fascinating work there, and it's worth the effort to spend the minutes to listen, to watch, to just absorb his creativity. It is fascinating. So it is good, and I'm pleased to share with you two pieces for this episode, rather. Water Healer and Airlines in the first, you'll be able to appreciate and listen to his hummy melody that goes along with the spoken word. So I'm not going to take any more of your time. Let's listen to the work for today.
Water Healer. Green stairs down round all the curves, the turns of Cousteau's territory, the treasures of volcano basin, the coves holding lava ash and cork wild, in sponge assertion and ship ribs and multi-fins squinting through yellow, mining light through the maternal turquoise. Use this only by sight and feel, shores of shells, of brine and magma plankton, the fertility, the silt from what erupted, passed on to groves of nutmeg. Oh, colonial then, the ages, the trading, the slavery, the progressions, East Indian, risen to metropolis isles, and the oil ports, knowing far deserts plumb, the tracks of lost cars through vast expanses, relying on stars to chart, and the fundamental, the cultural catchphrase, be it the will of God. Lord, what currents crossing, combing all elements, the liquid to breathe, the biosphere replicas, the botanical science and chemical exploration, to harness what cosmo winds or solar life moons transpire. You go there beyond all weapons. Politics and power buying. You go there afloat, sculler or salty dog, seal or dolphin, and it's healing, this coasting, this effort, this will, and it's belief, holistic, you pioneer, exploring soul holes to grow. Be future founder for every timeline. Discovery spirals.
And now, airlines.
Airlines. Jet trails through cerulean, cloud cusps, and billows more huge defining anonymity. The lines which are our skies, little and Big Dipper guideposts by the Orion belt. It is that I have my eyes on, past this window to the turning of worlds. Love, what is more universal should I mirror that Botticelli back as a Van Gogh canvas? Yes, in my painting of your profile, I find the starry starry. You are Roman toga, an angel wing, with favorite elephant ears, their delicious pistils, rising to the wall of your marble mausoleum. Dorme, di amore. We float through the air there, spirito gentil, you console still. Waves upon waves, my studio smokes visions. The puffs are like water, multi-level. I'm sleeplessly creased, dry as those embers which first wrote on quartz, wan as the monoxide, blue through which attentive effigies stand. I'm handed on, attended by balloons, oxygen, oxygen. It is too great to hold for my small, unaccomplished life. The lean bones, sinew, x-ray to your space. Aslida, elobio, elodio la morte. And you were on the other bank. Abenin, mio, omioso, diore abenin, ete mio, The line of my breath, Yorya, is Shunya. The line of my breath is Shunya.
Thank you, Stephen, for submitting your work. That's it for this episode. As always, your work is appreciated. As always, you can contribute to future episodes of this podcast. If you've made an MP3 file of either your music or perhaps a spoken word poem, and you want to share it, then please send me a copy. The information is on the homepage for this podcast. And all I ask you to do is include a brief biography plus information about your piece. And I will be including it in future episodes. Well, that's it for me. Thank you again for listening. Thank you again for downloading. Do tell others about the podcast. And I guess I am out. Take care, all. Bye.